Marissa, tell us about Laura's House.
Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. We also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence.
Very good. Now, tell us about this HEART program. What is it exactly?
Oh, HEART program. Well, HEART is an acronym, and it stands for Healthy Emotions and Attitudes in Relationships for Teens. And through this program, teens can become educated on healthy relationships and appropriate conflict resolution skills. It is through this program that Laura's House hopes to prevent violence before it starts. Workshops on healthy relationships have been held at numerous schools and youth facilities in Orange County. And during 2008, the program reached more than 1,200 teens. Laura's House also has a website designed to assist teens who are seeking information on healthy relationships. Teens can visit us at www.laurashouse.org/teen for information. They can also become a fan of Laura's House on MySpace and Facebook, and they can learn more about our programs through videos posted on YouTube.
Marissa, when it comes to teen populations, can you tell us what is considered an abusive relationship?
Oh, of course. Now, most people think that abuse means physically hurting someone, you know, hitting, slapping, the strangling, etc. What is often surprising to people is that verbal and emotional abuse can be just as devastating and just as harmful as physical abuse. I'll give you some examples. If your partner is telling you what to wear or what not to wear, if your partner is isolating you from friends and from family, or calling you names, putting you down, threatening to commit suicide, or threatening to spread rumors about you, that is actually abusive behavior.
What is one of the reasons that an abusive relationship occurs among the teens?
I believe that it's fear and insecurity. In teen dating relationships, when one partner becomes angry, when their boyfriend or girlfriend interacts with a member of the opposite sex and accuses them of flirting with other people, it tries to make them jealous or gives them the cold shoulder, it's a good indication that the person is frightened and insecure and that the relationship is heading in the wrong direction. Guys and girls alike need to watch these warning signs because frightened and insecure people, they often seek power over the other person by becoming verbally or even physically abusive.
Is this really common?
Oh, yes. Recent federal statistics cite that nearly 1 in 10 teens say that they have been intentionally punched, kicked, or physically injured by their boyfriend or girlfriend. A third of the sexually active high school girls say that they have been physically or sexually assaulted by their boyfriends.
So if I'm a teen and I believe that one of my friends is caught in an abusive relationship, what should I do?
There are so many things that you can do. First of all, listen to your friend and be patient. And also know that your friend might not be ready right now to make that change. Also assure them that they are not alone. Suggest a safety plan. We can help you at Laura's House to create a safety plan. Protect their privacy and confidentiality, of course, and know your limits. Provide them with a list of resources, like, for example, Laura's House. That's where we can help them. Encourage them to find an adult that they trust, maybe like a counselor or a teacher or a family member to talk to about the situation, and definitely be a part of their support system. If that friend is in crisis or if his or her life is at risk, please contact an adult for help. You may be saving your friend's life.
You know, we often think about this affecting mostly girls, but it affects boys and teens as well. What if I have a male friend who has an abusive girlfriend and he doesn't want anyone to know about it? You know, I imagine he might feel embarrassed or fearful that he'll be made fun of. What should I do then?
First, we have to be prepared not to laugh at our male friends because it does happen. There is a small percentage of male men that are being abused by their partner. And basically, we do the same thing that we would do with a female friend. We tell them that they're not alone, we listen, and we are patient.
I often hear that teens don't want their parents to know that they have an abusive partner. Do parents need to give permission to their teens in order to seek help or to even get a restraining order?
Absolutely not. We can help you with anything you need without your parents' permission. At Laura's House, we encourage you to talk to your parents about your relationships. If you do not feel safe or comfortable talking to your parents, perhaps there's another adult or a counselor, maybe even a teacher that will help you. You do not need your parents' permission to get a restraining order.
Speaking of parents, what if the parents are actually the ones abusive to each other? What steps can teens take?
Oh, yes, this can be a very stressful and sometimes dangerous situation for the teens and their younger siblings. If you feel safe enough, tell them how their arguing or fighting makes you feel. You can also provide them with the national hotline number 1-800-799-7233, where they can get help. If there is an immediate crisis and they are physically harming each other, call 911 for help.
Could you tell us about some additional steps that teens could take to increase their safety at home or school or actually with their boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yes, definitely. Try not to be alone at home or at school, and consider telling your parents or other family members about what is happening, especially after a breakup. They can also help screen telephone calls or visitors at school, let your friends know what is happening, and have them walk you to classes and spend time with you during lunch. Stay in touch with your friends and make a point to spend time each day with people other than your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Ask your teachers or counselors, coaches, or even the security guard to help you remain safe. Consider even applying for a restraining order. Change your routine. Don't always come to school the same way or the same time. Ride to school with a friend or sit with a friend on the bus. Stay involved in activities that you enjoy. Don't stop just because your boyfriend or your girlfriend objects to these activities. Break up with your boyfriend or girlfriend in a public place. Tell other people that you plan to break up with your partner. Let them know where you will be. Arrange to call a friend or a counselor after you talk with your partner so that you can debrief about what happened.
You mentioned a restraining order. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes. A teenager can obtain a restraining order, which is really a court order designed to protect you from the person who is hurting or harassing you. You do not need parental consent, like I mentioned earlier, or permission to get one, but you may want to get help in doing so. A judge will issue a restraining order based on some evidence you may need to provide. For example, maybe a phone or email messages with threatening content, police contact or arrest due to the person's violent behavior, and destruction of your property. We can help you at Laura's House to obtain that restraining order. A restraining order can forbid the person from committing further acts of violence by ordering them to stay a specific distance away from you, which can be 100 yards or so, sometimes even as long as a mile. It can also keep the person from entering your school, your job, your home, etc. Victims must document any violation of the order with copies of police reports, citing every time an abuser tries to contact you through a third party or a friend or a relative. By saving threatening phone messages or emails and with pictures of any injuries or property destruction. The Laura's House Legal Department, which can be reached at 949-240-0363, can help you obtain a restraining order. If it is an emergency, call your local police department.
Those are great tips. Beyond those, are there any books or other resources you could provide that teens could read on how to cope with domestic violence?
Yes, there's a wonderful book, and it is actually written by Dr. Jill Murray, who is here in South Orange County, and her book is called But I Love Him. And there's another book, it's called In Love with Danger by Barry Levy, and both of those books are available at local libraries or even at a local bookseller. Amazon.com has them as well online.
Okay, and finally, how can my friends get counseling through Laura's House if they need it?
They can log on to our website or call our 24-hour hotline at 949-498-1511 or toll-free at 866-498-1511. And if they have any questions or concerns about the relationship, they can also reach me directly at 949-361-3775. My extension is 213, or they can email me at mpresley@laurashouse.org.
Thanks, Marissa. You've provided tremendous information today.
You're welcome.
Your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.